I'm Brett Mabee, and you're listening to The Mainstream. As we enter this final 30 minutes together, I hope you can stick around, but if you can't, just remember that mainstreamradio.net is a quick and easy way that you can listen to the show 24/7 from the device of your choice. And yes, I'm talking laptop, desktop, mobile device, or tablet. Bookmark mainstreamradio.net. As we get back into the music, we're going to take another trip back in music history from May 13th, 1969. And wouldn't you know, it's another birthday. In fact, we're going to take this moment to say happy birthday to Brian Patrick Carroll, professionally known as Buckethead. He's an American musician who has worked with many genres of music and was also a member of Guns N' Roses from 2000 to 2004, a period of time that I think most Guns N' Roses fans would actually kind of like to forget. But that's not to say anything negative about Buckethead. I remember seeing him in the guitar magazines all growing up and always wondering what he looked like. Well, as I was putting the prep together for today's episode, I thought I'd take a quick peek and, you know, I kind of wish I didn't. I wish that mysterious allure was still alive. And it's not to say that he's a bad-looking guy, but Buckethead is Buckethead, just as Cher is Cher, and sometimes you don't want that bubble to pop. He's also teamed up with the likes of Les Claypool and Bernie Worrell. In fact, in 2004, together as Colonel Claypool's Bucket of Bernie Brains, they released The Big Eyeball in the Sky. Buckethead has his own theme song, and that's the track that's going to kick off this block right here. I'll be back in just a few after one from Shane Ghostkeeper. In the meantime, you know the drill. Enjoy this set of music and don't touch that dial. You're listening to The Mainstream.
He didn't like to jostle in the light, finding it much soother in the night, with his face as pale as pancakes and his posture in rebellion with his height. He was raised to respect father, he was loving to his ma, being kind to all the children and the animals he saw. In his youth he looked at Jacko with gleaming admiration, moonwalking through the gardens of his Disneyland vacation.
Then he took a bat and mask, and he grew him to his face, and he gave him the temerity to join the human race. He stood like great Ulysses with guitar in his hand, pledging to deflate the synagogue.
Came to know him as a man of noble cause, ignoring eccentricities and interactive flaws. The ones that knew him best were the ones that called him kind, clueless to the depth of his complicated mind.
But when he takes a bad glass and he glues it to his face, he gives him the temerity to join the human race, standing up like Red Ulysses with guitar in his hand, pledging to deflate the synagogue. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
One of the more exciting artists that I've come across in recent years, that's Shane Ghostkeeper from his Horse Chief War Thief album going back to 2013 with the Indians today on the mainstream. Before that, Swedish band Goat, and we also heard Colonel Claypool's Bucket of Bernie Brains as we say happy birthday to Buckethead, born May 13th, 1969. I can't thank you enough for joining me for this hour of listening. Check your local listings for the next time you can tune in on your favorite local airwaves. And of course, check things out at mainstreamradio.net. Thank you to the good folks at the Anosognwendake Cultural Center. That's the Seneca Iroquois National Museum. And the folks at Creatives Rebuild New York for their support during the mainstream startup. As I sign out, I have time for one last set, and we'll be hearing from Sunsetto, and I'll see if I can't get one on from Roger Waters as well. In the meantime, though, and as I was mentioning in the opener, we have yet another track to get into the rotation, and it comes by way of the talented 25-year-old Oglala Lakota artist Mato Waiuhi. He's best known for his work with Reservation Dogs, as he was the composer for all of the scores from seasons 1 through 3. He also scored the film War Pony, a film by Riley Keough, the granddaughter of Elvis Presley, that premiered at the 2022 Cannes Film Festival and won the Camera d'Award for Best Debut Feature. He's also slated for a new album to come out soon, so as a quick sneak peek, he teamed up with Swinomish artist Black Belt Eagle Scout. It's Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum that I leave you with as we part ways for a little bit. Be good to yourselves and each other, and join me again here very soon on the mainstream.
I remember us as an encrusted gem, opal and aquamarine sheen, blinded all of our friends. She was picking my petals since a major was in the stem, gave her own soil a letter grade. We were surface level, that changed with everything we paved. I confirm I made a mess because I rushed it to engage. Come to find there were some wounds and bruises that she had in place that can't be healed by me, as I had some to match, like the weed we stashed inside the Hello Kitty pest dispenser. Them the memories I hold in my chest near and dear forever. Borrow too many of your tomorrows. I apologize again. I know the sorrow's hard, but you're still a gem. I've been dealing with the Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum. Every little thing is making my nose run.
Thank you. takes me back, back before the stars were all actors, back when I believed in magic. Never really knew what we had then, but I can see potential in you. Can you see potential in me? Honey, we could shoot for the moon. All or nothing, all in between. And it's something special. I don't wanna let go, it feels like forever. And it's more than potential. Lovers that I used to know, they still live inside my palm. Left them broken hearted, cause I would rather be alone. And I know how it sounds, I think I need something different. I know something's been missing, I won't know what it is. I said I wasn't looking for someone new, but I can see potential in you. Can you see potential in me? Honey, we could shoot for the moon. All or nothing, no in between. And it's something special. I don't wanna let go, it feels like forever. And it's something special. I don't wanna let go, it feels like forever. And it's more than potential. It's more, it's more, it's more. So let me know before, before I fall. I can see potential in you. Can you see potential in me? Honey, we could shoot for the moon.
More than the voice had been there all along, hidden in the stones in the rivers, hidden in all the books. Hidden in plain sight. It was the voice of reason.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.